What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports pylon studios. Check it! This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated, get this, come next month, I've been knocking out bums on the radio for 40 years, that's right, four decades come September 2024. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am ever so modest, so when I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So I bring a unique combination to the ass. But guess what? I'm not the average boxing fan. You are. So if you got something to say, maybe you're bitching about pay-per-view. Maybe you think that last night's fight was a bit of a over-glorified club match. I'm talking about Mobili, of course, the number one ranked contender now at 168 pounds, who replaced David Benavidez, who never lost or anything. They just sort of, like, forgot about him. Bottom line is, we'll talk about that and more. Open phone lines all across America and around the world, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Well, of course, Mobili beat the journeyman Divachenko last night. That's basically what he's reduced to now as a journeyman. So I wasn't all that impressed with that. And it wasn't all that much of a weekend as far as boxing is concerned. Of course, we get to talk with Tommy D about the upcoming fight scene. And we'll talk about the 154-pound division. Of course, junior middleweight, super welterweight, call it what you want. But it looks like everybody from 147 is now going to hang out at 154. And as far as Terrence Crawford is concerned, of course, the 147-pound title is for quite a bit of time now. Of course, the former lightweight champion, former junior welterweight champion. I just don't know. That last fight, he was very unimpressive. Some people thought he might not have won. I don't know. I thought he won going away. But when you look at that fight, and of course, Virgil Ortiz last week, I mean, if ever there was a candidate for CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, that was the fight. I mean, because I have to correct myself. Yesterday, I said that when Virgil Ortiz got knocked down in the first round, he was concussed. No, that wasn't a knockdown. It was the eighth round knockdown when he lost his legs and he sort of went, argh, and he was totally concussed as he went down, okay? But the bottom line is, from that point forward, he fought with a concussion. That's what causes brain damage in boxing. I kid you not. CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Straight up, first guest today will be Tommy D after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network. I keep going and going, but the bottom line is, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Twitch TV.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone! With CancunEscapes.com/radio.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack your Columbia Performance fishing gear for protection against the sun, wind, and rain. Columbia PFG apparel and footwear offers superior innovation and features, which allows you to focus on your catch and not the elements. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, where do you hurt?
It's my head, Doc. It's my head.
Dizzy? Ringing in your ears?
Well, I mean, it's all the time, Doc.
Like bells?
That's it, Doc, like bells. Huh? That Doc.
How do they go? Dong dong, ding ding, or ding dong? It's important.
Ding dong? Dong ding?
No second guessing. Too bad. Should go dong dong.
That was Virgil Ortiz post-fight last week. And they're talking about Terrence Crawford next. Yeah, right. Anyway, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The impeccable one, Bailey Peck, of course, my producer. Is Tommy D ready?
Yeah, he's ready.
All right. My next guest, of course.
My first guest.
Say that again.
Your first guest.
And what did I just say?
You said next guest.
And you embarrass me right now in front of everybody just like that. You expect a Christmas bonus this year? Think about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live World. Tommy D, are you there?
Yeah, I'm not.
Did you
I'm
just
there.
Hear him dog me out here, Tommy D, or what?
I know nothing.
Yeah, are you going to play dumb too?
I know nothing.
Okay, did you hear Virgil Ortiz's post-fight neurological exam? Did you hear that?
I did hear it. It was perfect.
Okay. But that poor, did you see him wandering around the arena by himself?
I did see that. I don't know what's up with that guy.
No.
I feel bad.
Bro, he was concussed. Listen, that flash knockdown in the eighth round, I went back and looked at it again, and his legs gave out, boom, and his eyes closed for a second, you hear what I'm saying? And he hit the floor. He was concussed. That is a concussion, okay? That means your brain is bleeding. So from that point forward, he fought with a brain bleed.
Yes. And in that round, at first I thought it was a slip, but when you watch it again, he was hurt. His knees gave out. His legs gave out. You know, I thought he still kind of came back and won the round, which was kind of crazy.
But he almost fell on his face.
He almost fell on his face, yes. So, first watching the fight, I told you I was tired, I was away. But I did rewatch the fight, and he lost that fight. It was a close fight, but he lost.
Okay, if he lost, win or lose, though, he should take a year off.
He should take some time off, definitely.
No, bro. Let me tell you what this reminds me of. Diego Corrales and Jose Castillo, was that his name? Was it Castillo?
Castillo, yeah.
They fought the first time, and Diego pulled some crap, I think, in one of the later rounds and spit out his mouthpiece and got a rest and this kind of stuff. And ended up, but he won that fight, but he lost. He was definitely the beaten fighter that day. He was beaten to a pulp. Okay,
yes.
And what did Gary Shaw, the promoter, he's still alive, what did he do like 8 weeks later? 8 weeks later, he was back in training camp. 8 weeks later, back in training camp. Of course, he ended up dying when he drove his motorcycle into the middle of an intersection in Las Vegas. Shaw said it was suicide. I wanted to say to him, yeah, I wonder why he got in, you know. You can't spank somebody, a promoter, because they're making money. And the fighters are making money, and I understand that. But the bottom line is, some guys just need to be put on the shelf. And I think Virgil Ortiz needs to be put on the shelf for a while.
Yeah, he does. He's already been put on the shelf. Also, he's already had some medical problems when he was trying to fight at 147. I mean,
but when he was walking around the arena there, he looked like he smoked some good-ass weed and didn't know where he was. I mean, like, whoa, blood, what's going on? Hey, what's happening? I felt bad for the kid. Of course, at one point in time, I thought he was the welterweight phenom. Of course, before it was a blood issue caused by weight loss, right?
Yes.
By cutting weight or by PEDs, one or the other?
Yeah. Well, who knows? That's true. And you know, that might have saved him, because he was supposed to fight, what, Stanionis? And Stanionis is a big, you know, he's a big puncher, so.
Okay, who's the biggest PED user in boxing, Tommy? You're the shot caller. I'm going to put you on the spot.
Right now?
Yeah. Who do you think? You could only think. In other words, you can't say for sure. Nobody's sure. But if, you know, I think he looks a little bit too extra. But who is it? Anybody? All the Russians?
The Russians. But what about your guy? Your guy, Mr. Garcia.
Oh, man. Listen, my guy's suspended. My guy is suspended. Listen, he's suspended. We don't want to give him any crap, because at least he's not getting trolled by people in public. And then you sucker punch some dude and you can't knock him down or knock him out. Devin Haney sucker punched a fan. Well, you know, a fan, or I guess a fan of Ryan Garcia. But he, according to Socrates Palmer, boxing's PhD, who witnessed it on videotape, he was socked. And the guy didn't look like he got hurt. In other words, I mean, he can't knock anybody down, not even a square.
Well, you know, first of all, I need to hear more, but that's not a good look by Haney at all. Like,
but
I
that's
mean,
what he,
things
he don't,
yeah,
bro, 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 bro. I hate to interrupt you, but he lived in San Francisco. It was his father. They were all born here in the city, right? They wanted to be ethnic. All of a sudden, they wanted to be black or overly black. So they said, "Hey, we're from Oakland." They were never from Oakland.
They're from San Francisco.
Yeah, in other words, Oakland identifies more with African American people, so they wanted to go with Oakland. I mean, everything is a mirage. When you look at Devin Haney, you see one thing, but really it's something else.
I don't know about that. I mean, I don't want to look at anything outside the ring.
Bro, that he's undefeated.
I guess he's undefeated
undefeated. Here's what's up. If I was undefeated and I got spanked like that and I made the money he made, I would never box again. I mean, because I tell you, his chin is beyond suspect. His chin is not a suspect anymore. It's been convicted.
On one fight.
No. Christian Maher, I can't remember, the Mexican dude had him rocking and rolling there. Anybody that's hit him on the chin has rocked him. In the gym.
Yeah, but it happens.
No. In the gym, everybody knew he had a soft chin. Everybody knew it. From San Francisco, he was born here, bro. I mean, we know of Devin Haney.
But how many fights he's had, and he's been put down. How many times he's been put down? Only to Ryan Garcia. Linares didn't even put him down.
Yeah, but came at the end of the round.
It came at the end of the round, at towards the end of the fight, in a fight which Linares, you know, was losing the entire fight pretty much.
Okay, let's
have a weak chin. There's guys that have weak chins, and you know, you still got to connect.
No. All right, time out. Will you give me a granted? He's got a weak chin. He's got a weak chin, and he can't punch. So if he can't punch and he can't take a punch, what value does he have as a prize fighter? The WBC belt, and the fact that somebody erased the Ryan Garcia thing because of a PED, alleged PED.
I guess, but he's a good boxer. What he does in the ring is good.
All right,
he's got no losses. He's undefeated. Okay, and then the one loss that he got that was erased. That was pretty much his worst fight we've ever seen.
But his whole fan base is you and three black guys. That's it. That's his entire fan base. His fan, listen, it's all a mirage that his father set up here. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
his father's
gonna,
done
we'll
all
see.
This. His father's manipulated the media beyond belief. They just have. They painted a story that, of Devin Haney that's just not true. I mean, when they talk about his bio, Oakland, California. I mean, that just blows me away. Why somebody would want to run away from San Francisco to Oakland?
But
believe
that's
me,
his,
if you've ever seen Oakland, it's the last place you'd ever want to be.
But you know what? That's his father. That's his flesh and blood. And he's also his promoter. How many other promoters can do that for their fighters? This is a guy that's doing that for his son.
Listen, I'm not.
You don't give enough credit.
I know I don't give enough credit. Here's what's up. As far as the father's concerned, I still think he's tonsorially challenged. In other words, he needs a haircut. Let's change. Let's switch subjects. We'll go to another subject. Let's talk about this guy, the Angelo Leo, Puerto Rico. Of course, our native Puerto Rican. Of course, scored a. Nice knockout to throw in the IBF World Featherweight Champion Luis Alberto Lopez the other night, 30-3, 17 KOs. Leo now 25-1, 12 KOs. Was that a bit of an upset? They did fight in Puerto Rico. Was that an upset?
Honestly, I did not see this fight. I mean, I was just getting back together. I did not get a chance to see. I've been catching up on fights from last week as well. I didn't get a chance to see that fight.
Okay, let's go back to Mobili then. Let's talk about Mobili last night, of course, beating Devinchenko. Am I supposed to – do I need Viagra to watch that fight again?
I mean, I thought Mobili – I didn't think anything special of Mobili. And then last night, he looked okay, but he fought a one-arm fighter.
But you see, you understand what I said when I needed Viagra to watch that fight?
Not really.
In other words, to get up for that fight is something you can't – you just couldn't get up for it, man. I mean,
I was up for it, but Devinchenko.
At the start, but the whole point being is Mobili is supposed to be the second coming of God. And do you see those ESPN announcers last night when they were blowing?
Oh my God, when they were blowing
Canelo, and they said that Canelo doesn't need to abide by the ratings and this and that. And who was that? Who was that clown? Was that the contender champion that said that the other guy, the old guy, was looking at him like, "What are you talking about?"
That was ridiculous. And they did not mention Benavidez once.
Not once. They did a 4-minute rant on Canelo Alvarez and 168 pounds, and they never ever mentioned David Benavidez. Of course, we'll talk about that after the break. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Open phone lines around the planet. You can challenge but the shot caller for Sunday. I'm talking about Tommy D. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, celebrating 40 years of radio.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Basically, this is the most outright duck, the biggest, most blatant duck in the history of boxing. You will not find a more blatant duck of a top contender in your, and if you search with your microscope through the history of boxing, you will never find an out, more outright duck than how what Canelo has done with David Benavidez.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Superfly.
Our Superfly comes to us from the Bronx. Of course, we talk about the shot caller for Sunday, Mr. Tommy D. Tommy D, a lot of Russians making main events. Israel Magomedov with Crawford. Of course, last week, another Russian last night. Russian fighters really making a move in the sport of boxing as far as main event status is concerned.
And I don't understand why. I really don't get it. I mean, when's the only really good Russian fighter we really have is with Lomachenko. I mean, and then the heavyweight champion.
Usyk. So are we going to call Ukrainians Russians?
That's a good question. I my wife asked me that last night. And I said, she asked me that last night. She's like, is he Russian? I was like, yeah, no, wait, he's from the Ukraine. So I don't know. What do we call?
That's sort of like, but it's sort of like calling, that might be called like calling a Puerto Rican a Mexican or a Mexican a Puerto Rican. You know what I'm talking about? They get upset.
Yeah, they really do. You can't call a Puerto Rican a Dominican and vice versa. So you cannot do it, especially over here in New York.
Okay. The heavyweight situation right now, of course, Oleg Usyk and Fury going to do their thing, of course, in December again. But pound for pound right now, the best fighter in the world is Inoue Inoue. Do you think that's true?
I have to say yes. And Usyk has to be top three. I mean, usually I don't like to put heavyweights in pound for pound because they're heavyweights. But Usyk came up from a lower division, and he's dominating. He's undisputed. So I think he deserves to be in the top three. Okay. And I still think Crawford, you know, I want to see Crawford fight again this year. I don't want to see him wait another year to fight. And let's see. Yeah, but I understand that. But if not, then Inoue is definitely by far is the number one.
Okay. I got some good news for you. He's called Bad News. Let's talk about Charles Bad News. Conwell, was he 20-0, 15 kills? Yee. Erasing Kiri Gray with one body shot in the second round. That was one of the most dramatic punches I've seen in a long time.
Yeah. He's a bad man. I like him.
Oh.
He's a bad man. Oh. Yeah.
That was frightening, man. I said to myself, good Lord. And here's what's up. You knew when he went down that he wasn't getting up. It was one of the body shots. Yeah. And people say to me, it's probably one of the most climactic things in boxing. And not the one-punch knockout. It's the body shot knockout. And watching the results of it, boom. I mean, the guy's just totally incapacitated.
Yeah, he's very vicious. The only problem I had with Charles Conwell. I feel like a couple of years ago, he pulled out of a fight because I think his promoter told him to pull out because he would make more money in another fight, and they canceled the whole card. And I think his half-brother, somebody, was on the card, and he took money out of his pocket because they canceled the entire card because he pulled out because he could get more money fighting in another card. And I think it was like a week or two before the fight was supposed to take place.
Okay, but these Russians, you know, let's go back to the Russians for a second. Everybody made a big show about the young man at the Borachek, of course, that took on Crawford. Was it Crawford? I wasn't, how can I put this?
No, Borachek. he fought the last week. That was Ortiz.
Ortiz, exactly.
That was Virgil. Okay.
And Majumov took on Crawford. What I'm saying is that these guys are doing main event status, but they're not winning these main events. I don't think there's something missing with these guys, and I think it's being too long an amateur.
Yeah, definitely being too long and not getting enough experience. I mean, to their credit, they've held their own. I mean, both fighters were in the fight and they were in very close fights. I thought Bolchek won. You know, watching it again, I thought he beat Virgil. I thought Crawford won though in his fight, but the guy put up a good, you know, a good fight, a good challenge. You know, mind you, it was Crawford's first fight at 154, and he hadn't fought in like in a year. But you know, for the most part, they've held their own. But yeah, they've been. These guys are fighting the amateurs to their late 20s and
30s.
You know, fighting little kids.
We talked about that. I mean, the guy that won the Olympic gold medal is like 18-0 with 18 knockouts from Uzbekistan or something like that. He should be arrested. I mean, you can't put Larry Holmes against me.
No, it's not fair. It's not. I mean, but I don't know what it is. Why are they staying in amateurs so long?
Back to the pros and the amateurs. Pros boxing and the amateurs. I mean, I don't think that's cool. In other words, this guy from Uzbekistan has 18 fights, 18 knockouts, and he won an Olympic gold medal again, his second Olympic gold medal of this past Olympics, and they allowed him to fight. I don't get that. I mean, the amateur program, I mean, the whole status of the Olympics was all about amateur status. And whether I know some of the Iron Curtain countries support their own athletes, that kind of stuff, that doesn't mean we put pros in there.
No, you're right. I don't agree. For that, why don't we put our pros in there, you know?
Well, it looks like boxing might be deleted from the Olympics come 2028. I think that's up for debate right now. Speaking of deleted, God, he's back. I mean, he's like a bad case of VD. I'm talking about Floyd Mayweather Jr. Next week, taking on John Gotti, some type of exhibition, August 24th on pay-per-view. Now, there are people, do you know anybody that's going to buy this?
I do not know who's going to buy it, and I do not know the people that are buying it. Why would they buy it? I don't.
But
I think on the undercard, they have Victor Ortiz is fighting on the undercard.
Listen, Victor Ortiz, here's a great Victor Ortiz story. He's got like maybe 9 or 10 fights, and he's in San Jose, California. I forget what the card was. Chavez Jr. was there as well. So I interviewed him afterwards in the ring. I said to him, and he's looking at himself. He's going, you know what, man? If it's this tough, maybe this isn't for me. And that was at the club level.
That was the
level.
Madonna fight. Wasn't that the Madonna
fight? No. I don't think so. I don't think it was with Madonna. It was something with a lesser foe. What I'm trying to say was, here he was in a club fight, and he was screaming about the effects of a club fight.
Yeah, maybe. It was, he said it after the fight. I almost positive it was the Madonna fight.
Okay.
I could be wrong too, but yeah, I do remember that he was like, this is not for me. We're not supposed to be getting beaten up like this. It was a very weird, like after the fight, like his take, like, yeah, you're a fighter.
Okay, why can't we get rid of Floyd Mayweather with a shot of penicillin?
I don't know. It's so bad. The only interest in that whole card would maybe be that guy, Camille Moten. Like he's a prospect, but you know, you're not paying money to see a prospect. I mean, it's a joke, and it's a rematch too, right? Didn't he fight this guy already?
Yeah, I don't know. I got a stone cold question for you. And you can answer it any way you want. Who's paying for pay-per-view? I mean, I go over to somebody's house and watch pay-per-view. You go over to Sock's house and split the bill. I mean, who's paying for pay-per-view?
That's the only way to do it. It's just that we split the bill, or, you know, I buy one, and then maybe Sock will buy one, and we'll take turns, or we'll go to our local pub and maybe watch it. I mean, I don't know. I mean, with all the fire sticks and all this streaming devices and stuff like that.
Don't mention the fire sticks, Tommy D.
Well,
inside joke there, folks. Inside joke. There's no doubt about that. Now, September 14th, Canelo's pulled off this con, of course, against the undefeated Puerto Rican Edgar Berlanga. At one point in time, he was considered like some knockout king. Maybe not so much anymore. Anyway, is Berlanga? Don King once said that a fighter had two chances, slim and none, and slim's out of town. Is that Berlanga's position here?
You know, I don't want to say yes. I'm close to saying yes. You know, I'm going to root for Berlanga because it's hard to root for Canelo right now. It's hard for anybody, even if you're Mexican, how can you root for Canelo with the way he's moving?
Because he's Canelo. He's not Canelo. He's Canelo with an A.
Yeah.
Put the feminine thing on there. Listen, the guy fought John Ryder. Triple G was 43 years old. John Ryder couldn't fight much. The then, of course, it was the smaller Charlo. Then he just picked out a bunch of guys. Munguia. And I keep going and going. Mm. And now Berlanga. And he says, oh, the Puerto Rican versus. He's going to bank this fight on Puerto Rico versus Mexico. That's what he's trying to bank it on.
Yeah, that's what he is. And I don't even think Berlanga gets a lot of backing from the Puerto Rican crowd as well. You know, so
I wish him the very best of luck, but I don't. Anyway, did you see that knockout last night of Gito Vianello, now 13-2, knocked out that heavyweight name, oh God, Arslan Bach, mocking him. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did see that. And I mean, very impressive by Vianello. His last fight, you know, that was a close fight, and I thought that was a fight of the night when he fought in Jabe. You know, that was pretty good. I thought they put Vianello in there to lose. You know, the guy coming in was like 19-1, like 18 KOs. Mm-hmm. You know, his neck looked the size of my legs.
Yeah.
and he got beaten up badly. And he let the fight go on way too long, too. That eye was closed like in the second or third round. I mean, he was getting pummeled, you know, so... You know, Villanelli's good. I mean, he looked good. He, I think the gas tank was low when he fought Njabi because, you know, he was in that fight and, you know, he died out in the later rounds.
Okay, real quick, I got 30 seconds for you. What would you say to Jared Anderson today?
I tell Jared Anderson, if you're really serious about this boxing, continue. But if you're not taking it serious and you still want to retire in 4 years, then give it up.
Man, just retire and go away. Tommy D, the Shot Caller for Sunday. Have a great Sunday, dude.
You too, Pedro. I appreciate you. Thank you.
The Shot Caller himself, Sir Thomas Dillon, with folks on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Coming up after the break, the retired HBO Godfather Larry Merchant on him and Lampley, the reunion.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, you know, it's my theory that if Don King was born rich and white, he'd be Donald Trump. And if Donald Trump was born poor and black, he'd be Don King.
That is the retired HBO godfather himself, Larry Merchant. We're blessed to have him this morning. How the heck are you, godfather?
Well, I'm still doing all right for an old guy.
Okay.
How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How's the godmama?
She's about the same.
Okay, give her my best, no doubt about that. Now, listen, before you get in, I'm going to ask you about the reunion with Jim Lampley, of course, your longtime broadcast partner, but let me water the plant beforehand. According to Barry Tompkins, he was having drinks with Seth Abraham in San Francisco. Seth was stopping over here on a stopover or something like that. So he was having drinks with Seth, and Seth said, I'm going to use Jim Lampley to substitute for you for one HBO show while you're doing the Olympics. And Tompkins said something like, well, why don't you just get him to replace me altogether? And that's what, according to Barry Tompkins, that Barry said that when he was drunk. And, of course, before we knew it, Jim Lampley became the voice of HBO boxing and the face of HBO boxing. Is that the way it went down, do you know?
This is the first I've heard that story, and it's a good one.
Well, that's what Barry told me. Barry, we talked about that on air. You know, he is from San Francisco. He and I are both natives here. In fact, in 1967, he was going to City College. He was like 19 years old, and he was the first, I think he was the first local sportscaster. In other words, he was the first guy that they put on a news program to add sports to it.
Well, Barry was a good sportscaster and a good guy. I wasn't sure exactly what went down when they made the change. But my recollection is that Jim came onto the scene and at ringside just about the time that HBO was starting to rip roar through boxing and show almost all the championship fights for a long time.
And, of course, he had the greatest line in the history of HBO boxing when he said, Mike Tyson has been knocked out.
You are correct, sir.
I think of all the lines, of all the years, all the shows, and I think I saw most of them, if not all of them, that was the most epic line in the history of HBO boxing, when Mike Tyson got knocked out by 37-1 underdog Buster Douglas. Of course, that was February 1990. That was your birthday, right?
It was my 59th birthday, and I immediately recognized what Jim said as a classic line.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the times, you had to assure the people who were watching that they actually saw what they saw.
Yeah, that was a bit obviously one of the biggest upsets in heavyweight history. And of course, people say that Mike Tyson wasn't prepared. He took a drubbing for 9 rounds or 10 rounds before he got stopped, and he was giving it all that he had. So I won't go to the. I'm not going to go into. I think he was out of shape. He may have been underprepared, but I don't think he was out of shape. Now, you and Jim, the reunion. How long had it been since you guys were together?
Zip. None.
How many years has it been since you talked to him?
You know what? I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
I don't remember the exact dates, but I know we hadn't been in each other's presence for quite a while. I think there was a fight out down here that I you was my last fight at HBO.
Mm-hmm.
And Jim was there, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't recollect the fight or the date or any of that kind of stuff.
You know what's missing in this entire program, though, is my friend and your friend, of course, Mr. Boxing. He was the nicest guy in the entire world. I never saw him get mad. I was around him a lot. I'm talking about Harold Letterman.
It was a genius idea of our producer, Ross Greenberg, to hire Harold Letterman, a well-known boxing judge, to be a part of our team. And it turned out he was a colorful character with his high-pitched voice.
Mm-hmm.
And he judged fights accurately.
One night in Sacramento, the HBO driver was waiting for him to take him back to the Radisson Hotel. And he was signing autographs and talking to people and taking pictures and this and that. And the limo driver kept looking at his watch, like, hey, we need to go. I said, listen, man, if you need to go, I'll take him back to the hotel. So I got to take Harold back to the hotel. We talked. He signed autographs until the last one. In other words, he didn't turn anybody down. Everybody who was in line got an autograph or a picture with him.
Well, that was Harold, and that was you.
Yeah, it was Sacramento, California. Now, the fight last week between Virgil Ortiz and Sergey Bojacek, of course, some people thought it was controversial in the decision. Did you score that one? Do you know who do you think won?
I didn't see the fight. I missed it.
Good. Godfather. It was violent. That's the best way. I mean, put it this way. It was one of those fights that took some miles off both guys as far as the odometer is concerned. But it was violent. It was like skilled Arturo Gatti and Mickey Ward. Just a bit more skilled, more polished.
Well, I'll have to find it somewhere. But just hearing you elate about it makes me feel that I missed something special that I shouldn't have. By the way, did you see the fight last night?
Yes, I did, and I wasn't all that impressed with Mr. Mobili. Of course, he is undefeated now, 28-0, with a lot of knockouts. But they pushed him as the number one contender of the WBC 168-pound class last night. But Benavidez was the number one contender for 3 years. They never even mentioned him.
I don't know if he's heard of Benavidez or if he's seen him fight or not, but I thought that, what is his name? Something?
Yeah.
I thought he fought he turned boxing into fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Too much boxing in boxing lately. He never stopped going after his opponent, who was a very tough old pro. What's wrong with that?
Okay.
Now, can you find some flaws or question marks about him? Yeah, sure. But he never stopped going after the other guy. He beat the other guy up like he had never been beaten up in his life.
Yeah.
And he won the fight by 10 or 11 rounds to 2-1.
Okay.
You know what? I want to see his next one.
Okay. Let's go back to Jim Lampley for a second. Do you have any idea how many shows you guys did together?
No.
Wow.
But it must have been 150 or give or take.
Nah, I'm thinking a little bit more than that because we had, he had the boxing after dark sometimes and all kinds. Of course, that was a creation of Lou DiBella.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It probably was in the 200 area.
Okay. And, of course, Seth Abraham, I think he was, and I know I keep lauding him, but I think he was more important in boxing, he brought us the fights. In other words, he got these guys to do business together. Guys that hated each other would do business together. King and Aaron would do business together. He put fights together because he came up with the money and he was suave enough to get it across.
Well, that's all true. But even higher up in the corporate echelon, There were boxing fans who were supporting that plan, putting out the money for the fighters and for promotion, et cetera, and so forth. So the movement was corporate and personal and ultimately triumphant. And Jim was the crowning glory of that.
No doubt about that. Of course, University of North Carolina, Tar Heel, I believe that's where he went to school, of course, and burst on the scene with HBO, I believe, in I read this written down, but the bottom line is, of course, Lampley's been around a while, and Lampley's doing podcasts and that kind of good stuff. You ever think about doing a podcast, Godfather?
Have I ever won? I'm sorry.
You ever thought about doing a podcast?
No, and nobody's asked me to.
Okay, well,
at the fight last week here in Los Angeles, Jim was there and doing his thing, which is to engage with viewers who wanted a more personal account of what was going on. And I'm sure he does an excellent job.
Okay. The HBO crew, of course, we talk about Harold Edelman, Emanuel Stewart, the late Cronk Jim Goldfather, of course, and